This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Greenville's very own.
The talent there.
Yeah. What happened to him?
I don't know.
If you could just give me the CD, that'd be good.
I listen to this every day.
I've Googled it trying to find him. We haven't talked to him in 10 years.
I used to have the CD, and man, it had Sex Aliens on it. You know,
oh,
you taste like candy.
Yes.
The great MC Timothy Peterson.
Look, if you know him, hook it up.
Tell him we said hey and we'd like to talk to him again.
What was the name of the other song, Angels?
Oh, yeah, so many angels, sexy aliens, you know, you taste like candy.
Tastes like candy's dead.
Yes, that was amazing.
That's the hit. This one right here, though, is too.
This one's Erotic Dreams.
He had talent.
Erotic Dreams. This is pre-auto-tune also.
This
was recorded
in
the
house.
Early 90s. The guy wrote... It was for a different radio station. He wrote a rap song, and he won.
Yep.
Now, did anyone else participate in the contest? I don't know. But he won this thing and got a recording contract, and this is what he did.
I think he recorded some of his stuff in the old studio that was in the Easley side of Powdersville.
Mm-mm.
Believe so, yeah.
Didn't he write some songs for somebody? And
I wouldn't think.
I got the other one.
Yeah,
you do?
Maybe it's the other one I'm thinking of.
For real, even if you, like, I know it's...
Oh, this song is...
See, listen to
favorite.
The guy just went from doing some rap to now doing something that sounds like Keith Whitley would sing.
I love this.
I think this one did get covered by somebody not as big or famous.
I know your troubles.
This makes me happy.
Well, I like when he slows it down like that.
When he starts talking...
Yep.
Yeah.
So good.
This was longer than I thought it was.
I know you're worried.
Dreams.
Is that Freddy Krueger?
Ain't always what they say.
Oh, here's the chorus.
There are angels watching over you tonight, so don't worry.
Everything's gonna be all right.
So pretty.
Eyes.
There are angels watching over you tonight.
So pretty. Thank you.
This is PBS. Please donate before Trump takes more of our funding.
No.
They've already shipped our Sesame Street to Arabs.
I thought Netflix.
Sesame Street got bought by Netflix or whatever.
Yeah, they had the Arab Sesame Street, and then Netflix kind of came to save it, but we cut the money and there's no more PBS.
Why were we funding Arab Sesame Street?
Arab Elmo. I don't know.
Because he wanted other kids in other countries to not suffer like, you know, apartheid type levels of life every day of their young existence.
He died in prison. I remember it. Now, the other thing about that is like, I really, even if it was from some kind of like spy thing or some kind of whatever, and I know we're like 2 months late talking about this, but like, why were we paying millions of dollars for transitional counselors in the country of Colombia? Like for, you know, helping men become what, like why?
I mean, yeah, some of the stuff. Just,
why?
Like circumcisions in Mozambique. That was a little odd.
Are you sure?
No, yes.
I think that was like 10 or 12 million bucks that was going to that.
Oh, here it comes.
Oh, I know your pain. I know what you're going through.
It's Trisha Yearwood in the background.
It's Trisha.
Cry alone in the rain.
Who, me?
Yeah. No, you don't.
Freddy Cougar.
I love this. Timothy Collis.
I should have used this in the Olympics.
You should have.
I'd like to think that my mom and the heavenly choir right now are all in unison singing too.
If I ever get married again, that's going to be my walkout song.
Don't count on it.
You know what? If Timothy's still with us, I will get him there to perform it live.
Will you?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
My God.
If he's still with us.
Oh, I wonder.
That's what I'm fearing now is that because he was, when we knew him, he was in his 50s then.
Yeah. Somebody knows where he is.
Timothy.
Look MC it up. Timothy Peterson.
Plus, I feel like somebody, I wonder if Dan would cover it.
Tonight.
Dan likes to check in sometimes.
Okay. So, off the cuff here, you want to work a little improv off the cuff?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay. So, you mentioned his name, and because you mentioned his name, he's going to be like, that was a flag for you to go do the... So...
Big flag.
We did a whole segment the other day on... In my opinion, and I like both of them. I really do. Fat Boy fat shames Hardy a lot.
He's a nice guy. He loves his wife very much.
His weight catches you by surprise.
You just can't... You can't tell with him, like... I can't get a look on that guy. Like, is he, you
is
know.
It that or he's got a few?
He's
love
not
handles.
Real. Fat Boy is.
I love love handles.
I can't too. Tell.
You really can't
grab a hold of something.
I saw him at Blind Horse, and I was like 10 feet from him, and I'm looking at him like, man, I can't tell if he's big or not. Like, I mean, it's just strange. So we broke down the song "Wait in the Truck" of how silly it was that he picked up this hitchhiker on the side of the road. And then went and found out she was beat up by her husband.
Wait in the truck.
He went and killed the husband while she waited in the truck.
Just went wild.
So Fat Boy said, God, I wonder if we could hear like a second part of that song. Fat Boy, am I catching you off guard? You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I want to hear it.
So Dan, you did not include, I know it's not Sandy, and I know you don't like me mentioning her as his ex, but tell us who the girl is on this, because she is very good. But Dan in Colombia has made a second verse to "Wait in the Truck" that I think is
we're talking about the city of Columbia, not the country.
Not the country, not Columbia. Where we pay for them to get transitional counseling.
Is it like a new song?
So this is part two of "Wait in the Truck." I think you're gonna love it.
I love it already.
Crooks likes it, Chase doesn't like it.
I go to prison to visit him 'cause I feel really bad. He's in the can for shooting my man while I waited in the cab. This guy was just a stranger, as nuts as he was brave. I couldn't make him stop, call the cops, he acted so insane. Oh boy.
She sounds just like Lainey Wilson.
That's really good.
When he drove to my house and killed my spouse, he did not try to run away. He was not upset and just smoked cigarettes like he wanted to go to jail. And now I got a brand new boyfriend. My life's had some better luck. My new man drives me here, then he drinks a beer while he waits out in his truck.
Now I've got a prison boyfriend. He goes by the name Jerome. I
should have never stopped or gone and shot that dumb guy at his home. Did something stupid for a woman. I'm gonna rot here in this hole. Now I sleep with man and she's got a new boyfriend who looks like Jelly Roll. Now my life sucks. Yeah, it really sucks.
I love it. I mean, I really do.
You get a finality to the song.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Is it finality, though? Because, like, what if Hardy gets out of jail,
and then he
and Jerome decide to go get the new boyfriend?
Is that what Jim Bob's about, the song?
Yeah, wait in the truck. He's out there drinking beer while she's in there having a conjugal.
That's got to be what Jim Bob's, the Hardy song, Jim Bob? It's got to be about him. That's the guy he killed who's hitting his wife. It's got to be it. It's his latest song, Jim Bob, by Hardy. He's got another one called I'm Hardy, working at Hardy's.
What is the Jim Bob reference to?
I don't know. I got to look up the lyrics real quick. But that's his latest song.
You want to supersize that, baby?
Jim Bob's got to be the guy.
Jim Bob. I thought you were doing a reference to. Okay, so Dan, while you're on this thing, I want the additional, so what's it called? A sequel to Don't Take the Girl. Like, I want to know what was up with Timmy Thompson and the other ones.
Dude, it starts out, Jim Bob drinks his coffee with a Paul Mall and a Keystone, sits out on his front porch with flea-infested dogs. It's got to be the same guy.
Dude, it's the same guy.
Yeah.
This is all about one person. Track. Are we going too in-depth on Hardy's songwriting? Perhaps.
Flea-infested dogs, not a good thing.
This is like a prequel. This is what led up to him beating her up. He's talking about taking pills, paying bills, buying some crown.
My God, it was Jim Irsay.
God,
rest
man.
In peace.
This is, you never know how it connects. My mind's blown. I couldn't figure out if Hardy's fat or not. Now I can't figure out his music. Is it all connected? Am I really fat? Or am I just a mirage?
You're just fluffy.
Of skin and butter.
It's like, you're not. I mean, it's weird to, like, you're not fat. I mean, you're not. And I'm not going to make this, you're big boned. I mean, you were boned big over the weekend, but I mean, size-wise.
I appreciate what you're saying, but that's also how I know you're full of mud.
No.
I can't trust you.
I would call you fat if I... You're just thick. Not like with three C's like
you're
a girl,
fluffy.
But like... He's not fluffy either. There ain't no bounce on the dude. Mm. Like, his gut's hard as a rock.
Mm. Like, it's all that visceral fat.
There used to be this old man that went to my church that was in the military, and he'd let...
So there's no jiggle, wiggle.
He'd let little kids punch him in the stomach as hard as they could. Like, he would...
If we signed the bleep show, that'd have been perfect. Thank God we don't.
He's like, rear back and hit me as hard as you can in the stomach. And he'd just sit there and just take it.
They'd just laugh at
it. Just
no
a
kid.
Hard... I mean, I'd haul off. Bam!
You'd haul off. You're so southern.
Is that all you got, Tubby?
Like, hit me again, asshole.
We're at church, Mr. Bacala. What was his last name?
Hey, you weren't Catholic, so it definitely wasn't Bacala.
I don't know.
Something you got to lick your knuckles first, Harris. Then punch me.
Yeah, I want to get the Timmy Turner song. Or not Timmy Turner. That's a cartoon. Take Tommy Thompson. Take Jimmy Johnson. Take
your
best friend.
The girl.
Why is Bo his best friend over Timmy Thompson?
It was Bo Jackson.
Why was the ghost of Hank Williams getting in the car with David Allan Coe and Alan Jackson both? Weird.
We know Don't Take the Girl, man. Hey, just take us boys fishing so we can,
That's what it was. You know, the early bird gets the worm, and you know what they're talking about.
It's like Alma said, Ennis Del Mar's wife in Brokeback Mountain, that hook never touched the water. You go up there with Jack Twist and do all kind of nasty stuff.
This text says, you guys should get Dan from Columbia to come up to a local bar and do a live concert of all your shows. Sure, that'll bring the people out. That'll bring the people out.
Columbia's.
That'll bring the people out.
Scottish.
Oh, God. Hey, can you do that song about Paige's Hooters where it sounds like a Spanish Christmas song? Can you do that one?
Oh, Lord.
All right. People love that song. See,
which song?
The one we just played, the update to Wait in a Truck.
I like it, too.
Like, I feel bad that, like, all of our Dan's creativity goes just to us. I mean,
I don't like his creative schedule. It's whenever
How does
he gets,
make a living?
So whenever he gets the urge to do it, and, like, we don't, there's no rhyme or reason.
What does he do for a living?
Yeah.
He works at one of those places. It's called an ad agency now, but it's basically...
So this is like a hobby for him. So we
He's just a big
listener.
We're
blessed that we get him to do that. Thank
he
you,
did
Dan.
Say that, well, I shouldn't mention his divorce again, but he said that we helped him get through that.
If I legally
he probably not
can.
Now me keep mentioning it over and over again.
But. Like I've cut her roll to chick.
Yeah. He's written some stinkers. Yeah, that's true. He's written some stinkers over the years, yeah. But you know what?
It's okay.
Everyone has. George Strait, he's written some bad songs. He's written some bad ones as well.
Stinkers everywhere.
Oh, really not does. George
I gotta
Strait.
Take one myself.
All right, we'll do that. Today's show brought to you by the number 3. That's Fat Boy's Daily Bowel Movement before 7 a.m. Good morning.
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whose house? I'm doing the Prince Nana.
Ha ha ha.
Wouldn't it be great if like a strip club and this song came on and they all start doing the dance?
Oh, Nana walks out in front of a hot chick. He's naked, too, when he's doing it, though.
Prince Nana?
Yep.
He's Prince Vagina at that at the club.
Now to the main stage. Beth.
Okay. I'll tell you a couple things for the party man dance of the world. We kind of ran out of time to do the test today.
He will be asking.
I know.
Repeatedly.
I appreciate that about him, that he asked you and not me. But the we just ran out of time. With also, I'll be straight up with you. I talked to my my therapist yesterday. I really did. I said, hey, she's like, what's going on?
You used that in front of her before, that joke?
No.
She has a funny sense of humor. I mean, she does, okay. But like, it's, you know, it's a 50-minute thing, so...
Can
not
I ask
a,
something that I never asked before?
You ask anything.
You know how... Well, I got the rule of my doctor has to be in his 50s at least, and a man. Like, is she an older woman? Of like, she's not a young...
Slightly
like,
older than me.
Okay. Not like a young, like mid-20s, just out of college type.
Do you remember, God, I can't remember her last name, the lady that used to do radio here in town?
Delilah.
Her name was Bo.
Griffin. She was so sweet.
She favors Bo Griffin a lot. If you remember her. If you don't.
I do. She was a black lady.
Yeah. So is my therapist.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So if people ever talk about racism, I'm like, I got a black therapist, so what's up?
God, do you ever ask her anything like that? Any racial questions, maybe?
No. I mean, it's...
That's an interesting perspective. Not only from another sex, but another race altogether. Dissecting you.
Well, it's good to have a lady therapist when all your questions are about women.
Is that where your issues are?
No, it's not. My issues are with all sexes. Okay. They really are.
All of them, more than two.
But I told her, she's like, so what's going on? I was like, well, I found out I was autistic today. She's like...
What is that?
I knew you were.
She kind of just did that thing where she just kind of rolled her eyes around the top of her head and back down kind of thing. And she's like, how so? And I said, well, we took a test on the show.
She didn't look at you like Smokey and Friday?
She started shaking her head with her eyes closed. So I linked her to the one. And she's like, and you know what? I mean, she broke it down. She said, look, and I'm not saying like in a rap form. She like broke it down and said, look, that website that y'all use for that is basically just lead generation. Everybody that goes and takes that test is going to be on the spectrum because they want you to be. And then they're going to then... either sell your information or lead you to a commission-based product or service that they're going to make money off of. So everybody's going to be autistic. But she sent me on my email.
She sent you a BuzzFeed test?
No, she sent me one that, again, she wanted to lay it out there. I said, I'm going to talk about this on the show. She doesn't like me talking about my therapy on the show, and certainly not her by name, because she doesn't want the world to... intersect or whatever.
You know what though?
What?
Her saying that to you is kind of like saying somebody going to therapy and like they're saying, no, you good. Like you don't need to be here.
No. I mean, I talk about like work stuff, but like I don't like practice material on her or you know.
I mean, like her saying like that test is, you know.
Oh my God.
Well, she was just being honest. She's like, I mean, she even said this and I haven't said, she doesn't listen. And she says, I can't listen. You're too dirty. No, she says that she only wants to know about me what I tell her.
That fat fella you work with is too dirty.
So she doesn't want to have preconceived notions about me. She wants to, what I tell her is whatever. And
it's a convenient excuse.
So she sent me one that she asked someone in her office that they themselves have, I've called it wrong for years. I used to call it Asperger's, but it's Asperger's.
That's something different.
It's Asperger's. Asperger's is, they serve that in jail on Fridays for lunch.
Oh.
Back burgers when you get that bikini view of a bent over.
Yeah. Sometime north they call it a loose meat sandwich.
Blah.
Yeah. So anyway, this is called the AQ test, and it's actually, it was published by Cambridge. Cambridge, the big college, has a autism research center. And, I got to tell you, it has two extra questions that other one doesn't have. And the rest of them are somewhat similar, except for this question here. And I was like, I know what that word means, but if someone said to you, are you a good diplomat?
Oh, I think I'm a great one.
What is...
Yes, you are.
I know what that means, but what does that mean in this context?
You know what to say to certain people, what not to say.
Oh, then I'm not. I'm not.
Kind of reading the room.
I'm just a Matt. I'm not a diplomat.
Yeah.
He's a great music producer, by the way, Diplo.
It's kind of like, you know what?
Like the team leader, the locker room leader.
You have integrity and you're respectful.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of like a thing here if...
No, I'm saying if you're a diplomat.
Oh, I don't really?
Well, let's just say other people that work, you know, at their work situations.
You mean diplomat.
If somebody might miss some time, you know, they may run each other through the mud. But if everybody's together you're not going to do that. Like, you're going to make sure you don't say certain things to certain people.
So are you a good diplomat, Fat Boy?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for 17 years.
Yes, you have. I think we all are.
I mean, I'm always putting my foot in my mouth and saying the wrong things and apologizing for emails.
Okay, so you are a diplomat. Say you've got...
I send more emails of apology than I do for actually, like, what they emailed about.
Okay, so you are a diplomat. Say you've got the turkey on one side and you've got the chicken and you all have to get them along and bridge the gap. And that's what diplomacy is.
She's giving you farm analogies to make sure you
understand. She's put it on my level.
So... Laura's not getting along with the turkey.
The turkey is like someone who moved into a neighborhood that you think, oh my God, they're not going to last here because they don't look like everyone else. They don't act like everyone else. But they are everyone's best friend, and that's that damn turkey.
Okay, so turkey's not a good analogy. Say your chickens don't get along. Like,
they don't. Some of them are some cocks.
It's not getting any better.
There's two little chicks. One is Dolores and the other is Ethel.
That's an awful name.
Did you go to a nursing home yesterday?
Jesus Christ.
Where's Mildred?
I got a cow named Myrtle and I got a chicken named Hazel.
So they're pecking each other. So you've got to separate them and you have to tell them, you know, that they have to bridge a gap. And
somebody say the P word? You're talking to animals, you're going to look kind of stupid doing this too.
Together. And so you're working. Like,
do you feel any dumber?
Paige is showing you with her hands what the Big Bang was.
Jesus.
The hands are hitting and then there's an explosion.
I'm trying to bring it to your level.
That's adios mil, as my Mexican brethren would say.
Everybody in the barnyard gets along.
I'm not going to the flea market. No, I know what you mean.
You know something?
You do it every day.
You know something you don't do, which I appreciate now, that you used to do?
Wipe forward?
He don't
well,
do
not
do.
Only that. You don't leave the auto reply on.
No.
That's real pretentious if you leave auto reply on when you go on vacation or whatever. It just really is.
I did used to do that, though.
You look like a self-important douche if you do it too much.
I did it, but so people, like account executives, a.k.a. salespeople, would not say, this jerk's not responding to me. So I want you to know that, like, hey.
I'm not here.
I have limited connectivity availabilities.
Yes.
They don't have Wi-Fi at the beach. Or I'm on vacation and I don't give a damn.
What a bunch
of... I mean, if we're being honest.
I hate
that. If you're
on
vacation, like... Unless it's something that, like, oh my God, this moment happened. Like, we had one of those oh my God moments on vacation one time when we got a new GM.
Yeah, we did.
And it was like, wow, on vacation. Oh, and I get a phone call from him while on vacation. It's like, just wanted to say hi. And I was like, well, this is weird. Do I need to come back early now?
How about don't say, you know, internet coverage is limited? Just say you don't want to use it. It is not limited.
Oh, it's not.
Internet is everywhere. I mean,
it's like, what is it? If you see, what is the new commercial? And I know not all of them, and I know it depends on where you live, but like, what does it say? If you can see the stars, you will have connectivity. Or if you can see the sky, I forget what it is. Basically talking about now. Like when we first got the farm, dude, internet was like, and that's only been going on 2 years, but internet was like, stupid hard to get. Like, I had the first Starlink was $150 a month.
Wow.
For the farm, because it was just
way out there.
And people out there don't need no internet.
Elon don't need the money.
Well, yeah, but Elon, dude, I will say about him, he went that stuff where he was allegedly or whatever trying to do for Asheville after Helene and everything. He did go in and blow up his own prices. Like, it was $150 and now it's down to $60 for a higher gig. Like, he did. They brought it down. Now, they're probably using that to fix the bottom line of Tesla and all the dealerships that are being painted over and burned down now. But still, yeah. I appreciated it.
You got to teach your chickens to bridge a gap now?
Yeah, you need to get
sit there with my
get
hands.
Along. Like, can we all just get along in the barnyard?
And it's the
like,
cows and the chickens.
What is she doing with the hands there?
That's like, you know. Togetherness.
It's like you're making pottery.
It's together. This is together. Yeah.
Peace. This ain't no old-time pottery barn.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ciao.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Do you remember what you said about this song?
No.
You said it was like a Swedish porno music.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Would you like to hook up?
We'd like to go out in the big field on the side of the mountain and run in a circle and then do it.
I knock your wooden shoes against the bed.
How are you liking it?
How is it? How do you like schnitzel?
When did we get so, like, serious about stuff? Like, this is just like a feel-good, like, silly, dumb song, but...
Yeah.
We started taking ourselves too seriously, like, after the grunge era.
What's the name of this song?
What's the what? Human League?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Here's the chorus.
And then the conversation turned until the sun went down.
Oh, no, this part. On that day.
Keep watching, Master.
You had a synthesizer. You had a man and woman singing together.
Yep.
The only time we do man and woman songs together is a country song or it's a... A love song that usually is not even about love. It's just about doing it.
It really is. You got to have that chemistry, though, to make it work. Like, even though it was a good song, I didn't really believe that George Michael and Aretha Franklin had that chemistry back and forth, as far as the duet. Like, there's no tension.
What song was that?
I Knew You Were Waiting For Me.
Oh, God,
but
yes.
There was no sexual tension.
No.
I kind of feel it with Fat Hardy and Lainey Wilson.
He's not a Hardy boy.
Oh, he's so nice.
He'd be both of them.
The Human League. I mean, it was just, I don't know. It was a different time.
Swedish
the 80s
porn
and
song.
90s. Yeah, Swedish porn was happening. And then we moved in the grunge, and then it went to the weird club sound. And then everything was just a reference toward butts for a while.
Well, I love club music. You like EDM music? Like it's soothing.
I like EDM. Dude, let me tell you, speaking of that, here's another workout song. See if you can find this one. This was, I heard this one. I actually heard this in the gym. Listen, I heard this in the gym, and I was like, oh, I need to add that to a thing, because I Shazammed it because I couldn't remember. It's called Children by Robert Miles. It's one of those songs, you're like, I have never heard that song in my life, you have. It's called Children.
Let's see if I can find it. Robert Miles.
Robert Miles with Children. I was like, what is this song, Shazam? And Shazam told me that was Children by Robert Miles. I was like, boy, that brings back memories of doing ecstasy at the Astro. Yeah.
Let's see if we can bring one up here.
I did drugs before.
Hell yeah. So I knew you was a G.
Yeah. I got a story to tell, folks.
Make sure we got to.
I got a testimony. You know this song. Sure, it's probably G, but I don't care. I like it.
It's pretty so far.
I cannot place
it. Oh, for real?
I cannot place it. But I like how it starts out.
It already, like, you already, it's very preemptive. You, like, you already know when the beat's going to drop. You can already tell.
Did you run to the dance floor when this happened?
We don't have one at Planet Fitness yet.
Did you already take the ecstasy with the Mitsubishi logo on it at this point?
I don't
point?
Take ecstasy at Planet Fitness. That was at the Astro. Oh. Do I have a Mitsubishi ecstasy? Is
that what you remember, that's what was on it back in the 90s.
The logo.
Yep.
Everybody goes crazy and starts jumping.
God, look, if you just close your eyes, it's like so soothing.
Isn't it?
It's pretty.
Like you're thinking about, give me a glow-in-the-dark pacifier and let me go to town.
Oh, hang on. No way you were doing that at the Astro.
Well, not there.
I remember one night where they had, not here, but a club in San Francisco where they had like some kind of balloons popped or whatever, yeah. And I had yellow dust all over me.
Yellow dust.
Yeah,
that is pollen, Paige.
That's a good show.
It was like some kind of neon, yellow and pink.
Might have been Dustin Runnels.
We got some remixes going up in here.
He was yellow dust.
Clubs. Are clubs even a thing anymore?
No.
I feel like those are gone too.
Clubs a thing?
Hey, you want to go out dancing? I haven't heard that in a long time. Like we go to Blue Martini.
Wow, what are you mixing it with?
This is a deep cut called Perception. Let me lay this up under it. God, I feel like I'm on drugs now.
Like sometimes the music is the drug. That same beat, yeah. That's like the.
This kind of sounds like a nightmare. Like I lost my purse in the club, and I got to find my car keys.
Paige can't find her purse.
I got to get home. Somebody take me home.
DJ Fat B up in the booth tonight, rocking it out.
I have no way to start my car.
God.
Where'd I park my car?
You just bring it back memories, dude. That's all you're doing.
You got any of that ecstasy that comes in that cool origami envelope? Do you remember that?
God, yes. Yeah.
It came in an org, like...
It was like a wax paper, right?
Clearly made in China.
I've never taken ecstasy.
Oh, huh? Don't. Don't start now.
Because I'll end up kissing somebody and...
No.
Some hobo on the side of Pleasantburg Drive.
I will show a little professionalism here. Kids, don't do ecstasy.
Don't.
Because I would always feel like I was about to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I don't like
to be... Like I really thought I was going to have a... But I was a pussy, though.
Since I had somebody put LSD in my drink, I don't like to be...
What?
Somebody
put LSD in your drink?
I've told that story before.
Yeah, but I thought you said before it's a roofie.
I told you not to tell anybody.
It was acid. I was tripping really bad.
You tripping?
Like, what did you see?
Like, in the hood, tripping doesn't mean what it means in the suburbs.
I ran down the road and I saw this blinking like traffic sign, the orange and white
road work ahead.
And I thought it was a cop car and I sat and cried until my boyfriend found me. And then he took me home and I was just seeing trails as we were driving, like all these
trails.
Lights and it
snail
was
trails.
Scary.
It was so probably all this doo-doo water.
And then he was smoking. And I would see like trails off his cigarette. I go, you got to put that cigarette out. You're just
blinding. Oh, and he put it out on your face, didn't he?
No.
Right on the tip of your nose.
It was horrible. You're saying that. No.
You got to put that cigarette out.
I can't tell if you're a good storyteller or a bad storyteller.
No, it was horrible.
I feel like you lose confidence in the stories you tell it.
It was such a bad time. I don't really like to talk about it.
That's why you mentioned it.
Like the real stories you tell are good.
No, the reason why I said that is because I don't want to, like, no, we didn't have sex that night because I was freaking out.
The stories you make up, like,
plus
they're
my mom
aren't as convincing.
Home.
But the ones like the real stories are like, oh, this is interesting. Yeah. But they're short.
And I had to get home and tell my mom that I was sick, and I didn't want to tell her that I was on LSD.
No,
Jesus Christ! Well, you lived in San Francisco in the 70s. She's gonna know.
Yeah, I always would tell my mom I got maced. at a party. So, like, three times.
She knew, though, too, right?
Yeah, she knew. I'm convinced she did. She just didn't want to admit it.
That ain't stupid, Mafy.
Yeah, she would get mad if my brother came home and she knew. She goes, you're high.
It'll be funny after you stabbed the guy in the leg. Your mom stabbed you in the leg for lying when you got home.
Oh, no. Hey, baby, never knew that. That's one of the weird things is, like, I wonder about that. I know I've talked about this before, but, like, you know, people will say, well, they're always with you. They're always mm-hmm. with you. And yeah. that's a nice sentiment. Like, it really is. But are they always?
But,
like,
when you get high, see, with me.
My mom's getting mad at you for interrupting me, right?
She really is.
Go ahead. I had a question.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
The reason why I don't do it, because I don't know how it's going to affect me.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
Because sometimes I'm just okay. But then
that's why I don't skydive.
That's all the time we had left was for her question.
Yeah. All right. We're out of time. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah. Paige took it.
But, like, if you're in there, like, you know, like, if I'm in there facilitating myself, is the ghost of my parents watching along with Jesus?
Maybe other parents, but not yours.
Oh, that's even worse.
Yes, they are.
Somebody else's
looking parents. Down from heaven.
There's Fat Boy's dad sitting there watching me
crank one out.
Jay off.
Crank the hog. That's what they say now.
That's what they would call Jose Offerman. His name was Jay Off.
That are
was
you his worried that she's going to be there every minute of the day, even when you're in the bathroom doing naughty things?
I worry that my daddy's going to try to stab me with a heavenly knife. I really do.
Just come down and get you.
He's going to fork me in the hand.
Quit touching that, Matthew.
All right, Paige. Matthew, you're going to go blind. St. Peter told me.
St. Peter.
What are you working on in headlines, bitch?
Okay, bitch. Well, there's a debate now, and people want to know whether you should introduce yourself when calling some company. So we'll get into that next. It's a TikTok thing.
Yeah, identify yourself when you call companies.
Yeah. Or...
It's a horrible tease.
Yeah, I don't know what that even means. Like, what the hell are you even talking about?
We'll find out. Or a dating poll. If you've ever been in love or not, or if you had a one-night stand.
Was the last time you saw a dating poll? It's been 8 years.
It is 8 years and counting.
Dude, ever since that show the other day, she says that off there so much. She's like, this morning, out of the blue, it's even been 8 years since I had oral sex.
I'm like, what are you throwing it out there?
Thanks, Paige.
I've given up.
Tomorrow she's going to answer the anal question. Good morning, everybody.
Oh. I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.